Hi, my name is Wendy Wesley. I'm a registered and licensed dietitian nutritionist here in St. Petersburg, Florida, and welcome to the podcast St. Pete Eats. And this is where we talk about farms and gardens and food policy and food pantries and all kinds of kind of the food movement here in St. Pete. And I am so thrilled to have with me today my guest, Amanda Streets of Living Roots Eco Design. And Amanda, I've known you for a long time in this gardening space. And I want you to take a minute and tell me about your business.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having me on today. So Living Roots Eco Design actually started out to help people grow food. We started very permaculture based. I have a background in farming. I grew up on a large farm. And as a teacher, I was an elementary school teacher in my past life. I realized when I was running the school garden that most people, including the parents who were volunteering, did not actually know how to plant bean seeds. And I was really surprised because that's kind of, you know, what I grew up doing. It's, you know, this is how you make food. And I decided, I was like, okay, I need a different job after I had my son. I didn't want to teach anymore. What do I want to do? I want to help people grow food. So Living Roots started out with fruit trees, helping people plan a yard around some fruit trees and then veggie gardens. And the next thing you know, people wanted native plants. They wanted butterflies. And our projects just got bigger and bigger from there.
Now, you are a complete landscaping service, and you do residential and you do commercial too.
Yes, we do. We don't mow lawns typically, but we do landscape design, installation, and maintenance.
You know, I had a house I had a house for 20 years, and it was on a well, and it had St. Augustine. And I always said, the minute this big hunk of St. Augustine dies, the first person I'm calling is Amanda Streets, because I wanted you to come in. But it didn't die because it had a good well, and it kept watering. But because I always wanted to convert to native plants, drought-tolerant plants. And I was talking to you earlier. You said something really interesting, that a more modern look are actually native and drought-tolerant plants. And a lot of people are asking you to come in and redo their landscaping for drought tolerance, but also to modernize it.
Yes, that's correct. The simple fact of the matter is that we're under watering restrictions. There are fertilizer ordinances which don't let us fertilize at certain times of the year here in Central Florida. And over the years, in the past, our landscapes in Florida were typically very tropical. Once people started putting in new landscapes, they were putting in plants that were not native to here, and those were heavily water dependent, heavily fertilizer dependent. But we have sand for the most part in Florida, and those plants require a whole lot of work, fertilizer, water, and attention to keep them looking good. But we have rules now kind of backing away from that for environmental reasons, and a native landscape can look beautifully if the plants are planned correctly, or food plants can be absolutely gorgeous and use a whole lot less fertilizer and water, especially if we work to enrich the soil for the plants that we're choosing.
Now, this podcast is called St. Pete Eats. And so one reason I had you on is I know you love to do edible landscapes. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, if I could walk out my front door and pick my salad, I'd be over the moon. So can you tell me about your edible landscapes?
So we design all sorts of different edible landscapes. We have one that we're putting in a couple weeks for a local health professional. She wants a almost fully edible landscape. There's a few tropical plants that she has, you know, her favorites, but she wants to showcase her space for her friends and I think customers as a fully edible landscape. And we are putting in this little postcard yard some drought tolerant edible native plants, some dwarf fruit trees, and a whole bunch of lower growing edible plants, and it's going to look absolutely spectacular.
I would absolutely love to see that. And I know lately around town, I've noticed a lot of food forests going in. And so that's kind of a new term. for some people. Can you explain what a food forest is?
So a lot of folks think a food forest is an orchard, and you can kind of think about it like that. It's a group of fruit trees, but there's also other plants in there. A traditional food forest, the term I think originates with permaculture. There's different layers in a food forest. And when you think about what makes a botanical garden beautiful, it's the different layers or the different levels of the plants. You have the taller overstory plants like the canopy trees, and then you have smaller trees and bushes and ground covers and vines and all of these delightful layers. And that's actually what makes up a food forest. So when you think about what makes an edible landscape beautiful, it's careful planning, a good amount of maintenance if you want it to look aesthetically pleasing and not overgrown sometimes, because some of those food plants do grow vigorously, so harvest, harvest, harvest. But a food forest takes those elements from nature, the layers in a forest, and just it's plant edibles.
Okay. I was going through your social media, and you posted a video of a lightning strike on someone's front yard, and kind of that was a very, very smart way to say that if you're waiting around on us to come and service your lawn, you may have to wait a couple of days because our Florida weather, especially right now in the summer, can be volatile. So, and when we were outside, we were talking a little bit about protections of outdoor workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really respect that you you put their safety first.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, because I do rely on my incredible team to make sure these projects are pulled off successfully, and I want them to come back tomorrow. I want them to come home safely every night, and I want them to feel comfortable knowing that I have their back. So if they are overheated, if they are exhausted, if they are dehydrated, they're not going to be doing their best work, and they're not going to enjoy their job because they're going to feel pretty darn miserable. And right now we are having a lot of thunderstorms. We're having a lot of lightning. And that video that I had shared from a local weatherman showed a lightning strike when it wasn't raining. Mm. It's just you could hear thunder. And that is a time that a lot of folks don't realize is a very dangerous time to be outside, especially for outdoor workers who are holding metal shovels and such in their hands.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, this is the St. Pete Eats podcast. And my guest is Amanda Streets with Eco Roots Living. Living Roots Eco Design. I got it mixed up. So tell me about a little bit about your background. How did you get into landscape, plants, farming, gardening, the whole thing? I mean, it's a big, big world out there, the world of plants.
You know, it is. I grew up on a farm in northern Michigan, actually, and we had huge veggie gardens and a fruit tree orchard and berry patches. Then we did all the U-pick stuff and made all this, you know, home preserved food and everything. And back then it was just, you know, that's where food came from. We grew up on a farm, you know, in a very rural area. Now I guess you'd call it homesteading because it's, you know, a little bit more trendy now. My family does homesteading, and on my property in Clearwater, I go through phases where I do a lot of preservation of my harvest. I have at my house in Clearwater about 25 fruit trees and a whole bunch of edible stuff. And my neighbors have no idea. My yard is full of food unless they're, you know, lucky enough to have some of the bounty, because there is far more than I can eat most of the time. But I started landscaping professionally because I wanted to help people grow food, and then jumped on the native plant bandwagon in that process because a lot of folks wanted more pollinators. So butterflies are the influencer right there. Butterflies and bees pollinate the food. And it turns out most of our clients come to us for native plants. And a lot of them have a native installation with a fruit tree or two because they want fresh fruit from their yard. Did you know that it is possible to have fresh fruit on a tree in your yard year round? If you plan ahead, you can have a harvest from some type of fruit every month in your yard. And a lot of people try to do that as a goal, so they can go out to their yard and harvest something every month. And that actually does make a dent in your grocery bill.
Hmm. Well, I've heard a lot of people talk about the old days in St. Pete, and some people ask the questions, where have all the mangoes gone? And I'm from St. Pete. I grew up here, and I do remember picking tangerines and oranges off neighbors' trees mm-hmm. in the middle of summer, not in the summer, but when they were abundant and having a treat. And I have noticed that seems to be a thing of the past.
Well, I think there's a couple of different reasons for that. The citrus, unfortunately, there's a number of diseases that have gone through locally in Florida to cause citrus trees to decline, to die. There was citrus canker, and now citrus greening is a serious problem. However, there are some varieties of citrus that are more resistant to greening that are being developed now. So that's good news. But a lot of folks will buy a new property and they go, oh, rats. We don't want rats. Mm-hmm. So they actually cut down some of those mature fruit trees, like the big mangoes and the big lychees and stuff. But the simple fact is mango trees can get huge, but there's also dwarf varieties that are available, and they stay much smaller, and they're a lot more appropriately sized for our urban spaces.
Okay. And then can you tell me who your ideal job or your ideal client is, or kind of a dream job or a dream client or a success story? I love to hear success stories.
So an ideal client for Living Roots is somebody who wants to reduce the amount of work in their yard. They are not expecting a pristine landscape, because native plants can be kind of wonky. Fruit trees need what they need. Some of them drop their leaves. Sometimes they get a nutrient deficiency. And someone who's going to notice those things and be interactive with their yard. If you're one of those folks who's like, hands off, I don't want this, we want to stick with the native plants. If you want an edible landscape, that requires a little bit more attention. Even if my team is taking care of an edible landscape, we go out once a month, we prune, we weed, we take care of, it still needs a little bit more love at other times of the year or other times of the month, including harvesting. Because we can harvest for you, but stuff is ready more than once a month.
Okay. And then you mentioned a client who had was kind of a budget. And so what she wanted from your company was kind of the brains. And she was going to bring the brawn. Like, she was going to put in the mm-hmm. old, her own landscaping, but she wanted you to come and design it and consult on that. And so mm-hmm. that's also something that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wanted a game plan. A little bit new to growing food in Florida. So she's like, I need someone to hold my hand a little bit and do some of the harder things. So she's hired us to do a landscape design for her with all edible plants. And she actually has most of them already. She's been collecting them over the last several months. And then she's going to have us do some of the harder work, install the veggie gardens and some of the bigger trellises and things. And she'll gradually get her plants in place and then reach out to us for some coaching.
Okay. And then, so we'll wrap up. And I wanted to say that you have a retail shop in kind of central St. Pete where people can come and shop and buy plants. And you can tell me a little bit about that as we wrap up.
So Living Roots Eco Design, we have a location in Leelman. It's at 3645 45th Avenue North. And we're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday right now over the summer. And if you really need to come in on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you can call ahead and make an appointment. And we offer Florida native plants, organically grown veggies, and fruit trees, and some fun garden supplies that are maybe a little bit hard to find, including some of our weeding tools that my landscape team uses. Yes, my landscaping team, we don't use chemicals. We don't use herbicides or pesticides. So we hand weed everything, and we have some funky Asian weeding tools that we use.
Okay. I thank you so much for coming in today. I've loved talking to you about native plants, edible plants, and alternatives to the traditional Florida landscaping. So this has been Amanda Streets with Living Roots Eco Design. And thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.